It has been quite a while since I've seen a debate this unbalanced. I want to show you this clip of AOC grilling RFK Jr. and exposing that he is shoveling money into a company that is currently being investigated for major Medicare Advantage fraud. And he didn't know any of this, or at least he purports to have not known any of this throughout this clip. He's either playing dumb or he really doesn't know. Either way, that's absolutely terrifying. Our own HHS secretary is absolutely incompetent. And, you know, throughout this clip, I want you to guess which person earned their spot here and which person did not earn their spot. Because Republicans always talk about meritocracy, and it becomes increasingly clear throughout this clip which side actually cares about meritocracy and which side has a health secretary that doesn't even know a major healthcare fraud investigation is happening directly beneath him. And then he gets exposed for funding that same healthcare company. It's absolutely disgusting, and I don't want to waste any time. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the channel below. We are gunning for 1.5 million. We want to beat MAGA media, and we can't do it without you. So subscribe below, and let's start right here.
Secretary Kennedy, are you aware that President Trump's Department of Justice is reportedly investigating UnitedHealthcare for criminal insurance fraud in some of their for-profit health insurance plans, like Medicare Advantage?
I'm not aware of that investigation.
You are not aware that the Trump Department of Justice is investigating the largest insurance company in America that...
No, I'm not aware of...
For fraud in Medicare Advantage?
No, I'm not aware of that.
That you have jurisdiction over?
It doesn't surprise me.
Are you aware that for-profit insurance corporations like UnitedHealthcare have been found to be defrauding public dollars of more than $80 billion a year?
I'm not aware of that number, but
I'm aware
that there is fraud across the for-profit sector.
What does this guy spend his time doing? How is he not aware of the largest investigation happening under his jurisdiction?
Sure.
Respectfully, Secretary Kennedy, if we're making decisions around waste, fraud, and abuse, this is the largest source of waste, fraud, and abuse of public dollars in the public insurance space.
Say $80 million?
$80 billion a year.
Did you say 80 million or 80 billion?
80 with a B, billion.
With a B, yeah.
Yeah.
He's like a clueless little puppy. How does he not know anything?
If that's the case, why did you nearly double the rate that taxpayer dollars give for-profit insurance companies like United next year if you don't know those things?
Double the rate? How did I do that?
So your agency nearly doubled the taxpayer dollars that for-profit insurance corporations like United will be paid next year, meaning these companies, the largest of whom is under investigation, criminal investigation by the Trump administration, will be receiving an additional $25 billion from your agency.
How is that happening?
I would be happy to submit to the congressional record.
There is no way he just asked cluelessly, how is that happening? And by the way, AOC is a hell of a leader. I mean, she's always been great, but I feel like she's really leveled up. I mean, this is some really polished, direct questioning coming from her. And it shows RFK Jr.'s complete cluelessness on his own jurisdiction.
Dollars from your agency.
How is that happening?
I would be happy to submit to the congressional record evidence of this. I will enter the CMS press release from April 7th of 2025 into the record, which states that Medicare Advantage corporations will now receive a 5.06% increase in payments next year under your jurisdiction, Mr. Secretary.
Well,
this is up from 2.2%.
I mean, what rate
without objection
from the Biden administration? You are doubling the rate that
the gentlelady's time has
criminally
expired.
Investigated companies.
The gentlelady's time has expired.
This needs to go incredibly viral because the Trump administration is harming vulnerable Americans in many different ways. Not just this, even beyond this, we need to stay focused on the big ugly bill, is what I call it. We need to make sure we have our foot on their neck metaphorically. And even when I'm making videos like this or about Elon Musk's shenanigans of the week, we need to be talking about the big ugly bill. But just to expand on what AOC was saying before we continue, the Department of Justice investigation into UnitedHealth was recently delayed by staff reductions. Congressman Pat Ryan demands Attorney General Bondi take immediate action to protect Americans from healthcare monopolies. Wow. Just think about this. So as the investigation was growing and starting to get deeper, not only did RFK Jr. increase the amount of money they make, but then the staff reductions throughout the government at the Department of Justice end up delaying this. And really quickly, Trump promised throughout the entire campaign he would not touch Medicare. He said that is the one thing he would not touch. Now Medicare companies are free to exploit people in a million different ways. And again, the entire basis of the tax cuts and the big ugly bill is that it's threatening cuts to Medicare. So it's more important than ever to make sure you're getting every benefit you're entitled to. I have a relative who recently turned 65, and we were shocked by the amount of scam Medicare calls, by how hard the entire system is. It's hard to know who to trust and where to go, but I've done my research, and that's why I genuinely want to say I recommend Chapter. They're the only national Medicare advisor that searches for every single plan and gives you clear, honest guidance. No pressure, no steering. And you know, the best part is it's entirely free. You can do the call for free. The advice is unbiased. The average person working with Chapter saves $1,100, $1,100. So with Trump's big, beautiful bill, that $1,100 in savings could make a massive difference. If you're about to turn 65 or you're already on Medicare, either way, call 706-312-8635. Either way, call the number at the bottom of the screen. You won't regret it. But to continue to this, I mean, RFK Jr. is just absolutely, utterly clueless. Watch this clip of him not even knowing that they cut funding for Alzheimer research. Who is running the show? Is he just playing dumb here?
Do you agree with that assessment? Yes or no?
We are completely committed to solving the problem of Alzheimer's.
Do you agree that the NIH's research is critical to the development of Alzheimer's disease treatments?
I do. The issue is complicated.
Okay.
If you want a real answer to that question,
well,
I'm happy to give it
to you. I have limited time. So okay. You said that you think it's critical, yet you are proposing to cut $1.7 billion
yep.
from the NIH's National Institute on Aging, which yep. is the primary federal agency that supports and conducts Alzheimer's and dementia research. That's a lot of money, Mr. Secretary, for you being committed to ending an epidemic like Alzheimer's and saying that you believe that NIH does critical work. That is a ton of money.
The reason why he knows nothing is because he has no core guiding principles or foundational, you know, things that he's working towards. It's just Donald Trump putting him in there so Trump can have his thumb on the scale, control RFK Jr., have RFK Jr. make massive cuts to cancer research, Alzheimer's research, the most important areas. And he clearly has no clue. I'll leave it there. We will continue to punch back and expose MAGA as they lie to the faces of American people. You can join the crew below. Check out Chapter below. I appreciate you all. I'll see you in the next video. And peace out.